People are often reluctant to help out a complete stranger, though biblical parables such as the Good Samaritan emphasize the virtue of doing so. Commentator Kenji Jasper found he couldn't pass on a recent opportunity to do the right thing.
I live in the southern part of a salad bowl, a diverse ecosystem of countless colors and genetic codes. There are Africans and Latinos, Asians, Irish, and Italians, but Samaritans are hard to come by. I happened to join the Samaritan sect on a recent Wednesday afternoon when I discovered a date planner mistakenly abandoned on a subway station seat. I saw it there, unclaimed by the passing multitudes, ripe for the taking by the first set of hands inspired by Carpe Diem. So I reached in class first, morally determined to get the thing back to its rightful owner. But this turned out to be harder than I could have imagined. This book, with the zipper, was the latest volume in a life. Years of wrinkled pages and post-its, a photocopy of a driver's license long expired, canceled credit cards, discharge slips from several detox centers, and a faded photograph of a woman taken years before, her smile and swimsuit the priceless relics of another time. Stumped in my search for instant answers, I brought the thing along with me, back through an alternate set of streets and tunnels in the place it called home. I would dissect it into a million pieces on my mattress, the endless ink of commitments expired and lines long disconnected. For so long, there was nothing. And then, finally, came the breakthrough. There was a faded phone number on the crumpled ER form, and I dialed it. A woman answered, her voice dripping with the anger incited by no visible reason at all. But I could hear the pain beneath her surface, the underlying agony caused by things I would never know. "Who is this?" she demanded. I gave my name and what I had, and there was a pause longer than the Brooklyn Bridge. I was expecting a mailing address, or another number, or at least a thank you. But what I got was, "Throw it in the trash," followed by a click. Maybe she was the wife, or the ex, or someone else seeking separation from the stranger I sought. But my search had brought me nothing, the echo of a click and the empty names of more strangers. I still wonder where he is. Does he still wear the outdated fade in his license photo? Has he been re-embraced by the smiling woman from that sunny beach long ago? Is he back in detox? Or is he even alive? I'll never know. But I have no regrets about my effort. As a matter of fact, it makes me understand the biblical parable all the more. The Samaritan saved because it was in his nature, because it was something he wanted to do. He may have never spoken to his stranger again, no verbal acknowledgement of his actions. His satisfaction came from within his soul, and in the mind that would always remember its deeds.
The comments of Kenji Jasper, a freelance journalist who lives in New York, and author of the novel Dakota Grand.